This is Digital Story Podcast number 986, February 11th, 2025. Today's theme is Give It Up for the OM3. I'm Derek Story. Whether or not you plan on buying the new OM system, OM3, you've got to admit that it's a heck of a camera. The brains of an OM1, the body of a classic film camera. As James Artias writes in his review for Digital Camera World, quote, "This is the camera that out-Fujifilms Fujifilm," end quote. And this week, we're dedicating the entire podcast to the brand new OM3. I hope you enjoy the show. Now that the camera has been announced for a few days, we're starting to get feedback from others as well. Just to give you my backstory before I read you some of my thoughts on the OM3, I was originally introduced to it about 3 weeks before its release. We had a meeting where we went over, you know, all the features of the camera, got to see every aspect of it, got some background information on the technology, all that good stuff. And then after that meeting, then received PDFs that had all this technical information, lots of images that we could use for our articles, those of us that were part of the embargo, and really had a chance to think about and get to know the camera on a very deep level, actually. Now, my first impression when I saw it was, wow, this is a beauty. This is not a Pen-F Mark II. This doesn't have a 24 megapixel sensor. Wow, this is a beauty. it kind of went that whole way. And as I thought about it, and it was really nice having a few weeks to think about this camera before actually having to publish my first review on it. And I think they made a good choice not making it the Pen-F Mark II. For all sorts of reasons, but one of them is that we keep expecting OM system, or we keep wanting OM system to do something different, right? You know, one of the knocks on them up until this announcement was, well, they're just, you know, repackaging stuff. They're just using the same old stuff, but presenting it a little bit different, all that kind of criticism for them. So if they came out with a Pen-F Mark II that looked exactly like the original Pen-F, just added some updated specs, such as weather sealing, which the OM3 has, then I think that criticism would have continued. What OM System wanted to do was give us a new camera. And yes, you could say that it has a lot of the specs of the OM1, but that's actually a good thing, right? The OM1 Mark II is basically at the pinnacle of Micro Four Thirds cameras right now. So having those specs inside of this camera is a good thing, right? I mean, computational photography, the sensor, the stack CMOS sensor, you know, the auto-focusing speed, on and on and on, all that stuff. That's great stuff. But the body is brand new. The body is brand new. We've never seen anything like this before. It has that classic OM3 film camera appearance, but the controls are much different. And having the CP button on the back to give us direct access to the computational photography features, that's huge. Anyone who owns an Olympus or OM system camera right now knows that there are times when you want to access one of those features and you forget where they are in the menu and you don't want to look for it, right? You just want to have it right now. And that's exactly what you get with the OM3. You press that button and it takes you right to the features that you're looking for. It also has an easy way to go from still photography to movie photography to slow and quick photography. It has that wonderful Pen-F creator dial on the front, which I use on my Pen-F all the time. Again, gets you directly to, I want to shoot monochrome, bang, there you are. You can get right there. I want to shoot classic chrome color, bang, there you are, right there with that dial. So they've done a really wonderful job with this body design. And regardless of maybe a naysayer or two that you may hear, this is an achievement for OM System. And I think that if you were worried, if you're a Micro Four Thirds shooter and you were worried about the future of this company and their ability to come out with innovative solutions, not to mention something finally for the street photographer, right? You know, then I think even if you're not going to buy the camera, you should feel good about the OM3. All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to read a little bit about what I wrote, and then let's hear what other people have to say, because as I said, a lot of folks are chiming in about this camera now, and it's very interesting to hear what they have to say. We're going to start out with the piece that I posted on LiveView, the OM System, OM3 mirrorless camera review. I want to read you the first part of it. I'm going to highlight some of the features because we'll set that baseline now, and then we'll hear from a few other folks as well. All righty, here we go. OM System just did a very Olympus thing. They reached back into the archives, selected an iconic camera design, infused it with computational intelligence, and offered it as their latest Micro Four Thirds model, the OM3. OM3 takes its cues from the Pen F, the OM5, and the OM1, then blends those attributes into a completely new artistic tool for urban and travel photographers. From the Pen F, it inherits the creative dial in an unabashed retro design. Contributions from the OM1 are its sophisticated brains, including some of the best computational photography chops available today, plus outstanding durability with IP53 weather resistance. But instead of building a rangefinder like the Pen F, OM System opted for the classic Olympus SLR look of early film cameras, more like the current OM5, but in my opinion, even more handsome. Urban photographers who might be initially disappointed that the new OM System camera isn't a Pen F Mark II only need to give the OM3 a chance. By doing so, most will realize that this camera provides the creativity of the Pen F combined with the horsepower of the OM1, and it looks every bit as good as any camera this pedigree has produced. Let's get into the highlight features right now, and then we'll listen to the views of a few other folks who have something to say about this camera. The creative dial. So you have four color profiles, four monochrome profiles, the color creator and art filters, all available to you on the front dial. And if you've ever shot with a Pen F, you will instantly know how to use it. It's the same functionality, same good-looking dial right there now on the OM3. The computational photography button, quick access to six computational photography features, including subject AF for humans, formula cars, rally cars, motorcycles, aircraft, helicopters, bullet trains, standard trains, steam locomotives, birds, dogs, and cats. Still, video, and the S&Q video dial. Switch between stills video and slow and quick motion video. The S&Q position is one of those shortcuts to special effects on the OM3, in the same spirit as the computational photography button. Robust reliability, IP53 certified weather sealing, that is something we did not get in the Pen F. Professional quality and compact form, a light metal body, but with a 20 megapixel stacked BSI live MOS sensor. TruePic 10 dual quad core processor. This thing is a beast. This is more computing power than we used to have in computers right here in this camera. 5-axis image stabilization built in with up to 7.5 shutter speed steps compensation when you use SyncIS, and SyncIS uses the optical stabilization in lenses that have it combined with the sensor-based stabilization of the camera to give you even more stabilization. Eye level OLED electronic viewfinder, approximately 2.36 million dots, 3-inch vari angle monitor, and it's a touch panel, and USB-C connectivity and charging. Now, here's what I say the OM3 is and isn't. The OM3 is a compact, urban-focused mirrorless camera for creatives on the go. In addition to its plethora of still photography tricks, it's also a capable video recording device with seamless mode switching, heat management for extended recording, and the new OM Cinema video profiles. Its lack of front grip makes it a better host for short zoom lenses and primes. This would not be a first choice body for the new 100 to 400 millimeter telephoto zoom. Additionally, its single SD card slot nudges it away from professional sports and wildlife coverage. What's unique about this camera is that it combines tremendous computational power with an extensive creative toolkit. Photographers can customize both their color and black and white captures using adjustments for shadow highlight, contrast, sharpness, film grain effects, shading effects, film simulation profiles, graduated filters, and more. Plus, there are still the standard bearer Olympus features such as high-res shot, live composite, live ND, HDR, keystone compensation, interval shooting, multiple exposures, time-lapse movies, slow motion movies, and more. All of this in a body that's jaw-dropping handsome. The OM3 is the camera for photographing the Loop in Chicago and street cafes in Paris, but not the rainforest of Costa Rica. It is the city-friendly sibling to the wild child OM1. That's a little bit about my initial thoughts on it. Even after reading everything else that I've read since I published the review, I really feel good about that evaluation of the camera. So let's talk a little bit about the sensor. So it has a 20 megapixel CMOS stack sensor, and I know a lot of folks were hoping for more resolution out of this camera, but 20 megapixels is what you're going to get, and I don't know why they are sticking with 20 megapixels, but I'm guessing that there are some very strong physics reasons involved, depending on the size of the camera, the heat that it produces, the lenses, you know, all those sort of little factors that we tend to brush over and just say, we want 24 megapixels. So that is the deal, though. It's a 20 megapixel sensor. That isn't an issue for me, or hasn't been an issue for me with the OM1. And there have been a few times when I needed to sample up, and I use, you know, like Topaz AI for that. It works fantastic, and suddenly I have, you know, 4x magnification with no loss of detail. So it's up to you on how, at the end of the day, you feel about that. For me, and I think for a lot of other photographers, it's not that big of an issue. The single SD card slot is another thing that we'll hear some discussion about. And yes, it would have been nice if they had even done what Nikon did with the ZF, although Nikon's received some flack for this. But basically what they did is they gave us a UHS 2 SD card slot, which is fantastic. And then they gave us a fast micro SD card slot. And people were complaining about the micro SD card slot. They wanted two full SD card slots. I've been using that camera, I think, for a year now. I don't have a problem with that. I use the micro SD card slot as my backup for the JPEGs, and it just, you know, it just is a running show. No matter what I do with the SD card that comes in and out, I just leave the micro SD in there. I have a very fast micro SD card in there, and I'm thankful to have those images backed up regardless of what I do with the SD card. So that hasn't been a problem for me at all. I kind of like it. I think OM System could have done something like that with this camera. I think it would have been pretty slick. However, they may have read the reviews of the Nikon ZF and said, no, I don't know if we want to go there or not. So at any rate, it's one SD card slot and it's fast. And then one question that's come up is about the, well, have they done a form over function here because they don't have a front grip? But the front grip would not work with this camera design. They were really trying to be faithful to the original OM3 camera design. And if you need a front grip, now remember this has a nice back thumb grip, but if you need that front grip, we are going to get all sorts of third-party accessory grips available, and you can put that on from there. I wouldn't do that personally for this camera because I wouldn't want to ruin the aesthetic of it. But if you absolutely need it, you know, you'll be able to do that. But what they were trying to do, what OM Systems trying to do, is really be faithful to the early design of this camera and give us something that truly had that beautiful aesthetic. And I think they did a good job. And I think some protruding front grip on this would have, you know, compromised the look of the camera. Those are going to be the three main pushbacks that we'll generally hear about this camera. The fourth one possibly being the price, because it basically comes in the same price right now as a discounted OM-1 Mark II, because the OM-1 Mark II has been out for a while. But since it's basically the same camera on the inside as the OM-1 Mark II, then, well, it's no surprise that the price is about the same, right? So if they compromised the internals, if they compromised the weather sealing, if they compromised any number of features on this camera, then yes, they could have lowered the price. What they decided to do was give us everything, give us the whole enchilada, basically everything that they had in the chamber, and then charge the same price as the OM-1 Mark II. And you can get a discounted OM-1 Mark I right now for less than the OM-3, but it doesn't have all the features of the OM-3. So it's up to you. I mean, there's lots of fun ways to play this. For me, someone that is a travel photographer, a street photographer, someone that interacts with people for my photography, I think the aesthetic of the OM-3 is super exciting. So, you know, I'll pay the same amount of money for it as the OM-1 Mark II. I have an OM-1 already, so, you know, I'm eyeballing the OM-3. Okay, so let's hear what some other folks have to say about this. Let's pop over. Let's go to Digital Camera World. I love this guy's review of it. This was James Artis, and I quoted him at the top of the show. And by the way, I have links to all these references in the show notes, so you can check them all out there, because I'm not going to read you their whole piece. The OM System OM-3 review. The perfect camera for me? Is it the perfect camera for you too? Let's see what James has to say here. There's a lot I want to say about the OM System OM-3, but the two most pertinent things are that, one, this is the Pen-F successor that Olympus fans have been waiting nearly a decade for, and two, this is the camera that out-Fujifilms Fujifilm. The OM System OM-3 is truly a gestalt product. It has the flagship firepower of the OM System OM-1 Mark II with its cutting-edge computational photography. It has the handcrafted creativity of the Olympus Pen-F with its ahead-of-the-time creative dial, and it has the iconic shape and silhouette of its namesake, the Olympus OM-3, with its timeless design. But again, in trying to sum up a camera that is more than the sum of its parts, it's the Pen-F sequel I've been waiting for since 2016, and the camera that gives Fujifilm's finest a run for their money. Film simulations, computational photography, superb algorithmic autofocus, the OM System OM-3 is a creative tool as potent as Salvador Dali dabbling like a lunatic. Of course, naysayers will decry the Micro Four Thirds sensor and insist that it isn't capable enough. This isn't the place for that discussion, though I will say that I've had more published work and satisfied clients with my OM Olympus kit than my full-frame Canon gear, but I invite you to consider this camera with an open mind, because unless you own an OM-1 Mark II, it does a lot of things that no other camera is capable of. it wouldn't have escaped your attention that the OM System OM3 is beautiful. The brand's other cameras, like the OM5, have traditionally taken their design aesthetic from the classic Olympus SLRs, but no camera has duplicated the lines and silhouette quite as faithfully as the OM3. Of course, adhering to the original Olympus OM3 design means there is no grip on the front, much like the Pen F before it, though there is the thumb rest on the back. I know many folks will chafe at this, feeling that no grip makes a camera uncomfortable or doesn't give enough purchase to hold it. Personally, it doesn't bother me. I use the OM3 for days on end without any discomfort, and I don't use a camera strap, and it never once came close to slipping out of my hands. Honestly, I'd rather keep the flat face on the camera to maintain the aesthetics, as was the case with the Pen F, where there were no shortage of sexy-looking third-party grips if anyone wanted one. Unlike recent generations of SLR-styled OM Olympus bodies, the OM3 boasts metal construction for a reassuring, solid, substantial feel that I've missed since the EM5 Mark II. It's weather-sealed too, rated IP53 certification, and having used this extensively in the rain, rather more extensively than I would have liked, I still trust this brand more than any other in bad weather. My one quibble is that the doors covering the ports and connections can be knocked open a little too easily. All right, let's jump to the end of James's review here, which means that, all in all, I think the OM System OM3 is the perfect camera for me. Whether it's the perfect camera for you will depend largely on your prejudice against Micro Four Thirds sensors. Because aside from depth of field being slightly more challenging to achieve, and the fact that there's only one memory card slot, there's simply nothing not to love about this camera, and I'm going to buy one. And there's some pretty cool pictures here. I like the shots of James holding the camera up to his eye, because it gives you a really good feel for how it looks in use. But he's got shots from the camera. He's got all sorts of good stuff here. It's a really fun review, and it's written by someone who appreciates Micro Four Thirds photography, which I also like. So let's hop over to DP Review. I was a little surprised by what they had to say, mainly because I thought it was rather glowing. Not that I didn't think that this camera deserves glowing praise, but that DP Review, who tends to be a little tough on cameras that aren't full frame, really gave it a great review here. Let me read you a little bit about what they have to say. OM System OM3 Review, an advanced travel camera with its best foot forward. And to eliminate any wondering, suspense, any of that kind of stuff, they gave it a silver award with a very high 86% overall score. Very nice. So they get into the key specifications and all that good stuff. They cover it quite well, but I want to jump to what they say at the conclusion here. At times, it's been difficult to think about and write about the OM3 on its own terms instead of analyzing what it means for OM System as a whole. The brand has been in an odd spot since it spun out from Olympus, with most of its releases being minor updates to Olympus models. While the OM3 has a lot of that same DNA, it is arguably the first real new model we have seen from OM System, and the temptation is to talk about what that means for the company going forward. Doing so, however, would feel unfair to the OM3, because on its own, it's a great little camera which manages to pack a lot of technology and features into a classic-looking body. What's more, it makes those features easily accessible. The color mode dial on the front invites you to tailor your images to your preferences and makes it easy to shoot in black and white on a whim. The super control panel makes it easy to access your most important settings without diving into the menus. And the CP button gives you access to the entire bag of multi-shot tricks that have become OM System's calling card. The OM3 is a testament to the age we're in, where many photographers want a camera that looks great and where usability has replaced image quality as the main factor setting cameras apart. With that said, at this price, it's hard to completely ignore image quality. It doesn't help that there are several great competitors. If you're looking to spend $2,000 on what will be your only camera, there's a compelling argument that you should pick up an APS-C camera and a decent standard zoom for around the same price. They won't shoot as fast as the OM3, but they can still manage speeds that will be sufficient for most situations. That does mean that the OM3 is a bit of a niche camera. You'll have to want the flagship performance that comes with a stacked sensor while being okay with giving up some of the light gathering ability. It's that limited appeal along with the autofocus system that doesn't quite match the state of the art and the small paper cuts of some features being restricted to certain lenses and customized limitations that keep it from getting gold. However, it earns its silver by being really, really good for its niche. If you're willing to give up some light gathering ability, you get a camera that you can take almost anywhere to do almost anything, all the while staying stylish in the process. It seems especially well suited for travelers since its blistering shooting speeds and relatively reliable autofocus mean you'll be able to capture subjects no matter how fast they are, and you won't have to dedicate an entire carry-on to lenses even if you want to bring a few. And when the pace slows down, you can use the multi-shot modes to get some of that image quality you gave up back, or to capture a beautiful sunset even if you didn't remember to pack a physical graduated ND filter. The OM3 is a camera that's small enough to go anywhere with enough speed and computational tricks to capture almost any subject you'll come across. So that is what DP Review had to say about it. I thought it was an interesting review, and of course they get into all the details if you want to read the details, the pros, the cons, all that good stuff. All right, I'm going to give you one more here, and this was kind of an interesting article also. This is by Chris Gampat at The Phoblographer, using the OM system OM3 for street photography meditation. And he just says a couple things here that I want to point out. He's really looking at the OM3 for street photography, and he says the new OM system OM3 has a fun feature called preset MF. This is essentially zone focusing, where you focus the lens out at a set distance, stop it down, and then shoot. My favorite distance is around 5.5 feet away, stopping the lens down to f/2.8. And since the sensor is a 4/3 size device, the depth of field is around 5/6. That means all I need to do is wait until the subject moves within 5 feet of me, and then I point and shoot. For best results, I often shoot with burst mode activated. Forget about raw, color and black and white film simulations. Embracing the idea that you should get it right in the camera, the OM system OM3 lets you dial in specific film simulations in the form of color presets and black and white presets. We found that you can combine this with specific white balancing or by simply telling the camera to automatically white balance either cooler or warmer. When you do this, you get images that you'll be super excited with. Most importantly, for your mental health though, it will teach you to be content with what you have, because JPEG files will deliver something that you probably couldn't have ever imagined. Lastly, the best part of the OM3 for street photographers is the durability and the battery life. Often you want to shoot in the rain, and as long as you have a durable lens attached to the camera, it will resist the elements with ease. We know, we tested it. Beyond that, some of the best battery life we've experienced with a mirrorless camera. You'll barely ever need to charge it up. Well, except when it runs down. So anyway, that's what Chris had to say, a street photographer point of view with this camera. He had been an advocate for the Pen-F Mark II for many years. He wanted a weather-resistant Pen-F. What he got eventually was the OM3, and he seems to appreciate what OM System has done. So there you go. There is some perspective on this new camera. Not only do we have my point of view, which you can tell I'm very excited about, but also some points of views of other photography journalists. And I think all in all, again, regardless if you're going to buy this camera or not, you've got to be happy that OM System made it. Well done. One note that I want to mention here as we're talking about camera gear. If you're going to buy the OM3, any of the lenses that come with it, the new 100 to 400 millimeter super telephoto that I didn't have a chance to talk about today, if you would click on the B&H tile or the Amazon tile that's on all the pages of the digital story first, then navigate to make your purchase, that really does help support the community. And I'd really appreciate you taking that extra step. And that's not just for the OM3, but for any camera or any gear that you're going to buy. If you take that extra step, click on the B&H tile or the Amazon tile that's on all the pages of the digital story, I truly appreciate it. And thank you so much. Okay, let's take care of a little virtual camera club news. I want to start out with our friends, our Patreon members, our inner circle folks. I tell you, I just want to mention something right now because some of the conversations that's going on our inner circle site, they're enjoyable. They're just plain enjoyable. And I think also the fact that the OM3 has been announced, that has definitely added some fuel to the fire. But they're talking about all sorts of other stuff too. And if you like talking shop, if you like just reading what other people have to say about photography, this is a place to be. I mean, it's really neat. You know, we have intelligent members. No one's trying to do anything weird like we get on other social platforms. People are here to support one another and talk about photography, you know, the art that we all love. And I'm just really, not only do I appreciate, you know, their support financially of our community, but I appreciate the energy that they infuse into our community as well. If you're interested in becoming an Inner Circle member, all you have to do is click on the Patreon tile that's on all the pages of the digital story, nose around a bit, sign up there, and next thing you know, you'll be getting an invitation from me to our Inner Circle space on Derek Story Online. And a big thanks to our Inner Circle members for supporting this community. Also want to mention our good friends at Red River Paper, longest running sponsor of the digital story. My, oh my, this is perfect weather for printing right now. When we can't go outside and take pictures because, well, it's raining or snowing or gosh knows what's happening out there. Isn't it nice to know that you can still make artwork with your inkjet printer? And the images that you captured when you were outside. I mean, suddenly you're going, wow, in fact, I'm not so bummed about this rainy day because I'm inside making beautiful artwork that I can share with other people. That is one of the joys of inkjet printing. And Red River Paper supplies everything that we need for that endeavor. They have the tutorials. They have the templates if you want to make fine art greeting cards. They have the paper. You can even get ink there. All the knowledge that you need, all the tools that you need, all you need to supply is the printer itself and a few images, and off to the races you go. I'm very thankful to have the support of Red River Paper on all fronts. Again, a fantastic sponsor, good friends to our community. And you can see for yourself by clicking on the Red River Paper tile that's on all the pages of the digital story. And a big thanks to them for supporting this community. All right, that's going to do it for me this week. I hope you enjoyed our deep dive into the OM3, working on more great stuff for next week. Until then, get out there, take some pictures, stay safe. See you next Tuesday. Bye-bye now.